This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to the Career Profiles Podcast. I'm your host, Sean. And this episode is to introduce the new series of Career Profiles for 2024. Genuinely, I am excited to bring it back again this year and bring 10 new episodes and more great characters from the sport of boxing. But this year there's been some changes. With the departure of Johnston earlier this year, it left a gaping hole on the network. And to replace Johnston, we brought in Jamie Albrecht, who is absolutely fantastic at what he does. He's a fantastic researcher, a brilliant writer. He's a great co-host on the show. But what it was decided was that going forward, our storytelling-based content will solely be done by myself. And that's not to put any disparity on Jamie as an individual. I believe Jamie's strong suit is researching and writing and being the type of character that is very much off the cuff. Storytelling episodes, storytelling podcasts are really difficult to produce. They're really difficult to do and deliver. And you've got to be able to deliver them in a certain way that brings that same level of quality and standard that you guys are used to listening to. So after much deliberation, we decided that it was best for myself to continue with the Career Profiles podcast going solo and delivering some of these great stories, these great names, these great characters throughout the course of boxing history. Jamie's input into the show is going to be slightly different. He's not going to be the co-host. He's not going to deliver the show with myself, but he is going to work on the show in the background. He is going to produce the stories. He is going to do the researching. He is going to put together some fantastic episodes that you guys are really, really going to enjoy listening to. And I can't wait to deliver this series again for you this year. But on top of that, with the changes to the network, with Jamie coming in, and the time that has now been given to him as a result of not having to do the delivery of these episodes, it means that we will be able to produce another series later on this year of Career Profiles. So effectively, you're going to hear 10 new episodes in this quarter of the year, and then later on in the year, you'll hear another 10 episodes. Now, these episodes will consist of two, maybe even three-part stories, because some of the characters that we're bringing into the season are so well known, are so large, they've got so many fantastic stories that we don't want to omit from the episodes. And it feels only right that we make sure we cover them in a fantastic way where you guys get to hear the best and the most definitive career profiles that you've heard before. Now, to do that, we've got to make sure that we don't try to throw it all on you at once. So that's why last season, when you saw there was two-part episodes for certain characters and certain boxers in the sport, the reason being is, personally, I don't feel, as a podcast listener myself, it is great to be able to have a 4 or 5 hour episode and try to listen to that episode in one sitting. As someone that loves storytelling myself, someone that loves listening to stories, I find that I'm best suited to listening to slightly shorter versions of stories, so like an hour to an hour and a half, or maybe 1 hour 45 minutes in one sitting. If I deliver a 2 to 3 hour podcast to you guys, some of you guys will tune into it all in one go, because that's how dedicated you are and how much you love the stories. But I can imagine some of you have to stop and start and come back to it. And from my perspective, I don't want you guys to miss out on these stories, because if you have a 4 hour podcast on a certain character in this sport, the chances are you're going to dip in and out of it over a period of time. So you're not really going to get the full effect, the full delivery of these episodes, which is why we do the parts now, and why I've decided to do part one, part two, and maybe even part three, depending upon the level of the story and the depth of the story that we can put together. So that is one of the big changes moving forward that we brought in last year, and we're going to continue with that this year. I'm going to be hosting the show. It's going to be me delivering the stories. Jamie's going to do all the hard work in the background to produce those stories and put them together in a fantastic way, which you guys are really going to enjoy. So now it's time to just have a little bit of a reflection upon what is going to come this season for yourselves. I am genuinely excited. When I sat down with Jamie to put this season together, we have to think about the types of fighters that are going to be in there, the types of characters that are in there, how many characters are they going to be from certain eras, what weight categories are they going to be from, are they going to be figures outside of the ring, like coaches, promoters, trainers, anybody that we haven't already covered in that realm yet, that would be really good to cover for this series. And we came to a decision on 10 episodes, two of which are, for me, really, really huge episodes, which I'm absolutely delighted to be covering for this season. One of them two big episodes is in fact a reboot of an episode which myself and Johnston did in the very early days of the podcast inception. So it's going to be great to be able to deliver that particular story again, and it's most likely going to be at least a two-parter, maybe even a three-parter by the time it's all been chopped up and put together. But the thing is, guys, I don't want you to miss out on all these great stories by putting a 4 or 5 hour podcast together for one particular person within this sport, and then you're dipping out of it and then not coming back to it until like 3 or 4 weeks, maybe even 3 or 4 months down the line. As a listener myself, I think it's quite important to have it in a way which you can enjoy the story in its entirety without having to dip in and out for long periods of time. So some of the characters then for this season, there are some fantastic characters, and I will definitely give you at least a little sneak peek into one of the characters that we're going to be covering in this 10 episodes that we're doing for 2024. There's so many fighters, guys, that we could cover. There's so many figures in this sport that we could genuinely say deserve a career profile. I've had recommendations coming through different means, either via the YouTube comments or via messages, or via Patreon. Some of the patrons that listen to us, you guys have put recommendations in as well. And what I've tried to do is try to incorporate some of them along with some of our own choices that we want to see in this bulk of 2024's Career Profiles episodes. The beauty of the changes being made to the podcast means, as I said earlier, we can deliver 10 more episodes later on down the line. Effectively, it'll be more than 10 episodes with your part ones, twos and threes. So you're looking at anything from 20 to 30 episodes this year alone, which is a massive upturn in what we're producing for this podcast. And I'm really excited to be doing that, because I want you to have that consistency. I don't want to be away for such a long period of time where you start finding other podcasts to listen to. Selfishly, guys, I want you to tune into us. I want you to listen to our stories, because you guys have really helped us get to the point that we're at in this journey, which is to be in a position where we're self-sufficient and we're getting notice, we're getting put on lists of nominations for awards, we're getting people involved from different parts of the world that are wanting to look at working with us in some capacity. We've had special guests, we've had different people that I've interviewed and weaved into the show, and it's all part and parcel of you guys tuning in and listening to us and enjoying what we do. And for us to continue doing what we're doing, we need support, we need listeners, we need more people tuning in and sharing it and commenting about these shows and recommending them to the friends or the family or anybody that they might know that might be interested in not just boxing, but documentaries, storytelling. This is what we pride ourselves upon here on the Career Profiles podcast. And I'll blow my trumpet here, and I'll blow Johnston's, and I'll even blow Jamie's, because between the three of us, we've really worked hard in building something together. I know Jamie's recently joined, but he's really worked hard in the background, and he's really helped to start develop this podcast as a whole and the network as a whole. So we want to continue to do that, and to be able to do that, as I've said, it all relies upon you guys listening. So I don't want us to be away for long periods of time. I don't want to delay putting the episodes out. I want to deliver this stuff consistently to you. We run three series-based shows, don't we? The Dark Side of Boxing, Career Profiles, and Legendary Nights. Out of 52 weeks in a year, guys, I want to be able to deliver around 40 to 45 weeks worth of content to you guys that are series-based, that are genre-based. And to continue to do that, it does rely heavily on the people that are listening. So, guys, it's a plea at this point to say to you, when you listen to the season, make sure you're utilising the social media tools that are out there that you may already use. The likes of X, the likes of Facebook, the likes of TikTok, the likes of Instagram. Make sure that you're sharing the posts when they go out there. Make sure you're commenting on the posts. Make sure if you listen to us on Spotify that you comment below when it asks you about the episode. And it's not just necessarily for you to say, I enjoyed that episode, which we appreciate, of course. We'd love that sort of commentary. But it's also to highlight to other people that might be interested in listening that this is actually a good episode to listen to, or this is a good podcast to listen to. If you see posts on social media when people ask what's the best boxing podcast out there, we might not be boxing news, and we may not be IFL or any of the big guns with all them financials behind them to produce what they produce. But we are very niche in what we do. We are very passionate about what we do. And what we need is people to continue to plug us on social media. Thank you to those that already do it and do it religiously. It really does help us. No matter how small them little gestures are, they really, really do help us. And thanks go out to the patrons as well, because they're supporting us through patreon.com. And in return, we're giving them early access to all the episodes of Career Profiles and all the other shows that we produce. And that's part of the benefit. The other part is getting episodes ad-free. And as we move forward in our podcasting careers, myself and Jamie are going to be developing Patreon and producing more stuff on there. So it would be a good time to start looking at it and seeing if it's something you can support us with. Yes, there is monetary involved, but that monetary value, we will do our best to return it and give you extra content. And we really appreciate that support. You're helping two normal average guys that love this sport, that have a passion for this sport, that want to produce the best stories. You're helping us get to another level to be able to outsource things that we haven't been able to outsource before. People like Jamie Thomas, who does the artwork for the episodes. A big shout out to him as well in this introduction, because he produces all the art and has done for the last couple of seasons of Career Profiles, as he does with all the other shows that we do as well. So this stuff all costs money. Jamie doesn't do that for free. I have to pay Jamie to do that because I want the presentation and the overall package of the show to be great. We're not in a position where we can stream much revenue coming in. We both work. We both have families. This is a passion project and we love it. Absolutely love it. So without further ado then, let's get in to talking about this particular season and some of the individuals that I am looking to cover this year. So I mentioned earlier, I alluded to it earlier, one particular episode is a reboot of a episode that me and Johnston did at the very beginning. You can probably narrow that down quite easily because we've been quite open in the past about the first few episodes of Career Profiles when the research wasn't as heavy, when it was a lot more off the cuff, when it wasn't storytelling orientated. And we did Muhammad Ali last year, and we did that as a two-parter, and I thoroughly enjoyed redoing it because I felt like I learned so much more in preparation for the episode, and I felt like as an overall episode, it was much better. It sounded much better. It felt much better. The stories were much better. There were more stories in there than what I'd seen before or what I'd heard before, so it was great to be able to do that and to be able to deliver that to you guys so that you could get a real depiction of Muhammad Ali's career and his profile and the things that he did in the sport which we haven't already covered on Legendary Nights. So it was great to be able to do that one last year. But there was another big figure in the heavyweight division that I really wanted us to do again. And I will let this one out of the bag because I think it's a huge episode and I cannot wait to have this one out there. That, of course, is Iron Mike, the baddest man on the planet, Mike Tyson. I cannot wait to deliver that one to you guys. I cannot wait to put that out there for you because knowing what I know now about the way we do things here on the show and behind the scenes, I just know it'll be a fantastic episode. It'll be one of the best ones that we've ever done because I know the way we do things in the background. I know the way we work. I know the level of detail that we go into, and Jamie's got such an eye for detail, the writing, the stuff that he'll put together, the stories that he wants to produce for the show are just going to be epic. And I think you guys are really, really going to enjoy this episode. And I hope that episode will be like a definitive Mike Tyson story. There's so many things about Mike Tyson out there. His Undisputed Truth book, the tour that he did. There's a Mike Tyson film in the works, of course. So, you know, this is going to be coming out coinciding with that happening over the next 12 months. And we hope that we can deliver a true biopic on Mike Tyson, and it'll be the go-to place to listen to Mike Tyson's career profile. So Mike Tyson is one of the episodes that we are going to be covering for this season. There is another legendary heavyweight that we're also covering for this season. There is another fighter from the 1940s going into the 1950s who we've actually done before in some capacity on another one of our shows.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it was one that me and Johnston really enjoyed covering with those two competitors. But one of those competitors was a rough, rugged fighter who very much probably is compared to a Jake LaMotta of his time. And I think you guys will also enjoy that episode. We're also reaching out and looking at trainers this year as well. And one particular trainer, which links in nicely with one of our other episodes this season, is going to be fantastic. He's got some amazing stories. He has a podcast of his own. He's very motivating. They're just a few words I'd probably use to describe that individual. We've got one individual from the UK that we're covering on this season. We did Frank Bruno last season, and I love doing Frank. You know, it felt quite personal to do Frank because I grew up watching him. And again, this season, we've got another British fighter from that era who I enjoyed watching growing up, who we've covered before in some capacity on the podcast network, and I'm really excited to be bringing them into the forefront. And what will be great about this particular British legend will be that we've done one of his arch rivals as a career profile. So if you want to try and narrow that down based on what I'm saying, you might be able to figure out who that is pretty quickly. But then we've also got other characters in this sport which are absolutely legendary in their own right. They've got some fantastic stories behind them. They've been some fantastic moments in their careers, and they've brought much joy to many boxing fans across the world over the years. And I think this is what the show is all about. It's about bringing joy to the people listening, to you guys listening, and enjoying stories and educating yous and letting yous know about the type of characters that are out there and the stories that are behind them. And it allows you, like us, as fans, to go back and do your own research and do your own viewing of YouTube videos on fights that are available to watch of these characters and these individuals in this sport. And that's what I love greatly about it. When I listen to interviews or documentaries on certain sports or certain topics, it compels me as a human to want to go and watch or research or learn more about. And that's what I like delivering to you guys. I like that feeling, being able to project that feeling onto other people so that they have the same feelings as I have, which is positivity. It's positivity in a way where you'll spend a bit of time and you'll indulge yourself. And it's not necessarily about indulging yourself going through social media and mindlessly scrolling. It's about maybe picking up a book, maybe reading a book, maybe looking at a documentary and watching a documentary about this individual, maybe watching fights, maybe watching those individuals around the sport and some of their prolific moments. And it just sort of, it projects onto you guys, and you guys then go away and you watch it, or you listen to it, or you find something new out about somebody that you thought you didn't already know enough about. And that is one of the greatest compliments we can take from what we do here on the show, is teaching you guys something new. Jamie, of course, is a listener to podcasts, and he was a listener to this podcast before he came on board and got the role of being able to help produce the shows. He loved what we did. He loved that he was able to listen to episodes where he thought he knew everything about that fighter. And Jamie himself, he'll tell you, he's a boxing anorak. He can quote something that's really random about a certain British fighter, and you just think to yourself, where the hell do you pull that out of your brain? And one particular episode he mentioned was Prince Nazim Hamed, and he mentioned about the incident with Brendan Ingle that Prince Nazim Hamed had. And not many people really knew about that. There was not a lot of stuff out there about that, and there was a piece of information out there that we sourced for that episode, which we put in. And someone like Jamie, who felt like he knew everything about Prince Nazim Hamed and his relationship with Brendan Ingle, he learned something new. So when you guys pick up these episodes and you learn something new about somebody that you didn't already know enough about, it's an amazing compliment. And it also means to me that we're doing our job to the best of our ability, even better than some of the mainstream guys out there who have got fully paid researchers to do this, but yet they still can't put together the same level of quality. And that's why when I bang on about the support and I bang on about the Patreon page, we need it. We do need the support. We're an independent podcast. Yes, we get paid revenue from Sports Social. We get support from Rekaba Sports with some videos, but we don't get enough revenue coming in to be able to bring people in full time and do this. Hell, we can't do this full time. We both work and we do this as a passion, and it always has been a passion. So I hope that this season delivers some fantastic stories, fantastic moments for you guys to listen to. I hope you enjoy just listening to me deliver it. I feel like I'm quite an enthusiastic individual and an articulate individual, and I hope that still comes across. I hope you don't miss the fact that there isn't another voice on this podcast. But if any of that does bother you, if it is a problem, if there's any constructive criticism, please fire it my way. It really would be appreciated. It was a decision that I made, and it wasn't a light decision. It was a decision that I felt like needed to happen, which I felt was a pivotal moment in the show going forward. So I hope that you guys can understand my decision and why I've gone solo on these episodes and why I'm doing that going forward. And I hope you really appreciate the extra level of detail that Jamie has gone into to help produce these shows. And I think it will really show when you listen back to the episodes. So I hope you enjoy the season, guys. Again, please make sure you subscribe to us on all the available podcasting apps out there. I don't mean subscribe to every single podcast on every single app. What I mean is, if you are listening to us on, say, Spotify or Apple or Castbox or whichever podcast app you use, just make sure you've subscribed to it. Please make sure if there's a ratings tab, you leave a rating, you leave a review, because it really, really does help, and it puts that out there for other people to see what we're doing. Spotify in particular brought that comments feature in I mentioned earlier. Really, really useful. It allows other people to see what the podcast is all about, gives them an opportunity to listen to what we're doing and if it's something that they would enjoy listening to. So please do make sure you go and use them facilities, because they are very, very, very helpful to us. If you've not followed us on social media, you can find us on X at @career_profiles. But everywhere else, it's the BTR Boxing Podcast Network. If you don't follow us on any of the socials yet, make sure you do. And when you see the posts on social media, again, I will say it once more time, make sure you like and share it. Just add a little bit of commentary to it if you can. Even just a like and a share is absolutely appreciated. Comments galore, all of it is really, really, really helpful to us, and it just goes to show to everybody out there the job that we're doing. And do you know what, if you don't like it and it's not for you, do let me know, because I'll do my best to make it the best possible product out there for you. Well, that is it from me for this introductory episode to this year's series of Career Profiles. The first 10 episodes are due out on the 22nd of April. That will run over around 14 to 15 weeks. Then there'll be a slight break because the Darker Side of Boxing returns. And then later in the year, there'll be another 10 different individuals that we will be covering to close out 2024. Please do all the necessaries. Keep supporting us. We hope you enjoy the season. And I'll see you soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.